It's exactly 1 month since 2 Syrian Orthodox archbishops were kidnapped near the city of Aleppo. The Greek Orthodox Archbishop of Aleppo, Yohanna Ibrahim, and his Syriac Orthodox counterpart, Boulos Yazai, were seized by gunmen while travelling back from the Turkish border. No group has claimed responsibility for their abduction. The Catholic Chaldean Bishop of Aleppo, Antoine Odo, spoke to myself, Susie Hodges, about their growing concern over the fate of the two prelates.
Last Saturday, we had a meeting in the Cathedral of the Greek Orthodox Church. It was a ecumenical ambience with some Catholic bishop, the Armenian Orthodox bishop, and something like 15 priests from the Catholic Church and others from the Syriac and Greek Orthodox Church. It was 1 hour of prayers and hymns for those two archbishops from Aleppo. It was something like an ambience of the feast of the resurrection of Christ, because for the Orthodox Church, we are now just after Easter for them. But in the same time, it was a sad ambience. Some people was crying, tears in their eyes. This is our situation, and everybody is asking always where they are, when they will come back. It's a big question for everybody.
How hopeful are people that they will eventually be released, given that you don't even know who has kidnapped them?
Really, we don't have any clear information about the kidnapping. But we think it's not a question of money, because nobody asks money. So it must be a very complicated problem, and perhaps at a high level.